Amen. God bless you. God bless you, brother.
Michelle.
Amen.
Amen.
When Daddy took the mic, I said, hey, you are a cat, Papa, the pretty mess today.
I brought your papa a microphone, Mr. Raddy, but now I come as a man with Rebecca.
The wife started by saying, you are limited, but God is limitless. I said, God, let him stop it. Amen.
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 God bless you, Daddy.
Michelle, the Papa.
God bless you all for coming.
Michelle, we be as so to me, Abba.
Masechemi. This empire I love you. Ma. Ever faithful, and we know you on our side, we are more than conquerors. We know with you it is possible. Our strength couldn't do it, and our might has failed us. But we know a God that is able. Therefore, Lord, we have run to you. And we pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you work your works in our midst.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Because you are the God of possibilities.
Yes.
Therefore, show forth, O God, in our midst. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But surely, O Lord, to be a blessing given unto your people.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Many a times, as children of God, and as human as we are, there are things that are beyond us. There are things that no matter how we do our calculation, we realize that it's beyond us. You see clearly that you can do it, but it's up to a certain level or a certain limit. So the Bible said, with God, all things are possible. But before then,
answer
with men,
it
is impossible. He said it is impossible.
He didn't say
all things are impossible.
But
he said with men, that particular thing that they are talking about, it is impossible.
And to me, yeah, yeah.
And the Bible says, it will not be by might,
and never more,
and it will not be by power,
and I will prove
it, but it will be by the Spirit.
Never,
it also means,
and also to listen,
there are some things,
and no matter what,
our mind,
yeah, what
can do it,
and to me, I
am our strength,
yeah, what
can do it,
but to me, I am.
But there are always things,
and no matter to what,
achieved
yet to me yet
by our strength.
And now you
are
this.
There are some things,
and you might be a while,
no matter how you force,
and found inside your body,
you might not do anything about it.
What do you mean, young people?
Yeah. There is a God,
as you know,
there is a God,
and you know,
that with Him on your side,
or no matter who knows
Him on your side,
or no matter who knows,
all things,
and you know, and you
know, all things,
and you know, and you
know, including the one,
and come here,
including the one,
near
by what you think you can do. That you think your strength can do.
But what
is the right
say?
With God, all things,
and
the one you can do,
and
the one you cannot do, all things, listen to me very
carefully.
These people are talking about a particular issue.
And
Jesus narrated the story.
And
said, hey, if that is the case, then it will be possible.
And your name to me,
they say, how many people will be saved? They are talking in the context of salvation. But when Jesus wants to address the issue,
he
just said that particular issue, which is salvation, that only that one is possible with God.
It's possible.
Listen, I look at myself. saw you. God has sent you. From what you think you were doing. And I said, God, it is possible for him to bless you. It is possible for him to prosper you. It is possible for him to heal you. Listen to God.
Was mentioned in the Bible.
Yeah.
The gynecologist will tell you,
I have a suffering.
that this thing we cannot do anything about. Maybe we have to. Maybe if what do they call it? They donate some eggs and whatever. They want to carry the thing. It's not
there. Listen to me. If the woman is there, Santa,
what do you
know what?
That one is a small problem.
I know the uncle your heart to
this one.
Now wait here.
The woman is not.
I want the answer.
This is really, really impossible.
Why are you not here? I bet to me a singer.
But
and so
Abraham has to believe it.
Like I was saying, Abraham, do you read?
And the Bible says,
I'm trying to say,
walk in the steps of Abraham.
I was saying, not Abraham, and
walk in the steps of Abraham.
I was saying, not today, Abraham, and I'm so,
the walking in the steps of Abraham is the walk of faith.
I was saying, well, not Abraham, and I'm on it.
I said, it's a walk of what? Because that is the kind of element that can manifest the possibilities of God.
And not in your to
in your impossible situation.
And your mind to me sin and only better me.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
My time is almost up. Genesis 18:14.
Oh,
thank you, Lord Jesus. And I read,
be kind.
And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah? Okay, let me start from maybe. Sorry, let me start from verse 12. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I'm once old, shall I have pleasure in my Lord being old also? And listen to him. Even the woman doesn't have that pleasure again. The pleasure to go to the man is not there again. He said, and my husband, who is also old. Okay, let me read on. And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? 14. Is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return unto thee, and according to the time of life, Sarah shall have a son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, this is the situation that Abraham and Sarah find themselves in.
When your how are Abraham and Hoka for Sarah?
The angel just speak the word of knowledge. And he said, listen, why did Sarah laugh within her?
I didn't think now Hoka for Sarah saying with you.
Say, not that I am old.
Say, as how many are many.
Now listen, earlier by this time.
Oh, see, now for that, say.
According to the type of life.
Oh, say,
I will return.
Messiah.
And your wife
said, will
give birth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can see clearly that was really an impossible situation.
Where you are someone and the person.
Now can you compare your situation?
About to be the worst amount to talk.
What that of Sarah's own?
Sarah day one.
Can you compare it?
Remember to me the worst amount to Sarah day one.
Is it close to that? And if it's close to that, then I want to tell you that if God did it for Sarah, He will do it for
you.
I say He will do it for
you.
I say He will do it for
you.
In the name of Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 4.
They call Romans 4, 1, 3, 9.
Who has NIV?
Mine no NIV.
You have NIV. Okay. Read for me Luke chapter 1, verse 27 before we come to Romans.
And you can look at a woman.
Luke 1:37.
Look at woman. It is a big time in teaching you at the Samson.
For no word from God will ever fail.
Listen. It says, for no word
was a sentence you were fear that you are
from God,
a fear that you are
who ever fail.
I am the mother.
I said, for no word
was a sentence you are
from God,
a fear that you are
who ever fail.
I am the person.
In other words,
yes, listen.
No promise.
As I am a sentence you are
from God,
a fear that you are
who ever fail.
I am the mother.
Listen. If you are believing something,
I will take the deal.
Our time is up, and we have 3 more weeks to go. Amen.
You see, I stand say, "Yabere national, na yawa na ochi mi esansu de yani."
And today is set to prepare your heart.
And then, oh, you see, say wakoma.
And to know.
And now, who said
that God is able?
Na mi ne to me.
So that you make more room.
Na watu mi biye wakoma mu.
You make more room.
What my pain?
For more blessings.
I said
for more blessings.
Because
I believe
that
the 3 weeks that is left.
There
is going to be more than you can carry.
There
is going to be really big. Possible things happen.
There
are going to be notable miracles.
Amen.
Fix that in your heart. You see, it has to do with you. If it doesn't happen, it has nothing to do with God.
Because
to God,
necessary
to happen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But you can place a limit. The Bible
says,
one day a certain man came to Jesus. Jesus asked him, do you believe I can do it? And the man, because he has problem with belief, he said, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. Because there is some doubt behind the belief. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So maybe you are sitting here.
Maybe I'm out here.
You are having some. That is why we can also tell you to believe.
And nothing I make catch us that we should do.
In Bible school, a certain man said, you can't tell a believer to believe. Because the person is already believing. But listen,
they
are unbelieving believers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They are unbelieving believers. Because a whole
Zachariah
was in the office in the holiest place, is offering sacrifice.
And
the angel said to him,
"And no, boss,
your wife Elizabeth is pregnant."
Oh, see now, who can for Elizabeth? What he said?
It's a word from you.
Oh, see now, see.
He said, "No, I haven't forgotten me."
Oh, see now, I think you're okay.
And also bless you.
I bet you me a catch. I was saying, I bet you me a catch.
Just die
the wish of the tea and one.
Pray for that poverty too.
Oh, who is all that you see? So
pray for that fruitfulness that you are looking for.
Oh, who is all that you are looking
for? Pray for everything that concerns you.
Oh, my dear, there are found also.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's be on your feet and pray.